What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Portland, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, USDA came out with plenty of numbers on Friday with its latest supply-demand report, but you're saying the number two is the most important number that we should be looking at.
We just have too much grain, too much corn, too much wheat, too many beans. We're running out of time. Folks have to get ready to farm this spring. They're starting to bring some grain into town and selling it regardless. They need to renew operating. I'm really starting to see a lot of pressure on guys who need money to get ready to farm again this year. So they went through a whole year's marketing cycle and maybe missed some better chances to sell, and the grain's coming to town. So a little better basis this week in cash markets, but that's just due to the futures went down. So very disappointing number on Friday. No excitement, too much grain. Running out of time here for some people.
You talk about spring planting. We still have plenty of snow cover, more on the way. Are those planting delays much of a concern?
I think you'll see the market in the next few weeks start to talk about it, especially up here. I'm going to keep an eye on spring wheat. If it happens, it'll happen quickly. You'll see a big up day, another big up day. And, you know, there's different folks who have different ideas when things are laid up here. So it's going to be very interesting on how we thaw out and what happens here.
Obviously, we always pay attention to what's going on with these trade talks between the U.S. and China. Do you feel some market fatigue just because we're waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen?
No, regardless what you hear out of Washington, we're always on the verge of getting a deal done. Yet, when you look at cash markets here in the Northern Plains, they're the lowest they've been in years. And what I had said the other day to a group was the bid and ask between reality and perception is tightening up.
Our thanks to Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, based at Portland, North Dakota.